It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutton. Before we get into our story, let's let Molly straighten out something for Fibber.
Just for the books, Molly, what's this wild, wobbly whoosus my weighty woolen sock is wedged on?
Relax, McGee. It's only a sock stretcher.
Sock stretcher, huh?
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's too bad nobody's ever invented a buck stretcher.
Tut-tut, my sweet. You're forgetting the Prudential's famous modified three plan. Now, there is a real dollar stretcher. Gives folks permanent whole life insurance that's low cost from start to finish.
Yep, and here's how it works. The first 3 years you have Prudential's modified three plan, the premiums you pay are 15% lower than what you pay later on.
But later on, after those first 3 years, you get annual dividends from the Prudential, and these can be used to reduce the increased premium.
That's why we say the Prudential's modified three plan is a dollar stretcher, low cost from beginning to end. And it will do all the things you want your life insurance to do for your family.
Ask your Prudential agent about the low-cost modified three plan. Make your family's tomorrow brighter by insuring their future today.
The lawsuit of the century is scheduled to get underway tonight when Mr. McGee sues his friend Dr. Gamble for the return of a $5 bill. Mr. McGee claims he loaned it to the doctor. Dr. Gamble claims it was a gift.
Actually, of course, the whole suit is just practice for the students down at the law school, Molly.
But you and the doctor did agree to abide by the judge's decision. Say, who is the judge, by the way?
Oh, one of the professors in the law class, Prof. Bragdon. I should have took him a box of cigars or something, too, I guess. I'll get him. Come in. Oh, hi, Frank. Come right in.
Oh, Mr. McGee.
Molly, this is Frank Walker, the law student who set this whole thing up. My wife, Mrs. McGee, Frank.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Well, our law school courtroom is all set. You two finished dinner and ready to go to the mock trial?
I'll say. Just as soon as we get our coats on. Say, how come you're escorting us, Frank?
Well, I'm going to be your attorney. Arnie Shane and I flipped a coin to see who'd defend and who'd represent the plaintiff.
That's me, Molly, the plaintiff. And you won me, huh?
Well, to be frank...
Go on, Frank. Be frank.
I lost Dr. Gamble.
Say, I don't understand this whole thing, Frank. Dr. Gamble asked McGee for $5, and McGee gave it to him, and now the doctor claims it was a gift and won't pay it back. Why is he acting this way?
Because Doc Gamble's got the conscience of an Abyssinian camel rustler, that's why.
Well, actually, Mrs. McGee, Dr. Gamble told me why he's doing this. He says that for years, Mr. McGee's been pulling jokes and gags of all kinds on him, and he thought he'd just have a little innocent fun with this by making Mr. McGee sue him.
Ho-ho!
Why, that double-crossing hip-stabber.
You know, when I think back over the things you've done to him, McGee, I'm a little worried.
Why?
If Dr. Gamble really gets justice, you'll get 20 years.
Order, please. Order. Order in the courtroom. Now remember, this case will be tried under the usual rules of court conduct.
Who's that guy sticking his big bazoo into our trial?
That's the judge.
Oh.
Now let us proceed with the case of McGee versus Gamble. Action to collect the sum of $5. Plaintiff ready?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defendant?
The defendant is ready, Your Honor.
Opening remarks from the plaintiff.
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, it's our intention to prove tonight, through evidence we shall present.
You will kindly tell the court just what Dr. Gamble's exact words were, old-timer.
Well, sir, I come in there with the groceries and Miss Ogilvy was out. Right, pretty little girl, that Miss Ogilvy. Wouldn't want my girlfriend Bessie to hear me say that, but that little Miss Ogilvy, she's a dinger. Well, sir!
Just tell us Dr. Gamble's words, if you please. When he asked the plaintiff for the money, what did he say? Wasn't it McGee... Will you give me $5?
Hey, no coaching from the audience. That's not fair. I object.
Order, please. Plaintiff's counsel will kindly restrain plaintiff from making these interruptions.
Mr. McGee, that's the fifth time the judge has had to call you to order.
Good. You just keep counting, Frank, and let me know just before we get to where he'll throw me out of court.
Now, Mr. Oldtimer, did the doctor say, give me, or let me have, or may I borrow, or lend me?
Yeah. Is that all? Can I go now, sonny?
I should say not. You haven't answered the question.
He has, too. Let the poor guy alone, Doc.
Keep your horn out of this, McGee.
Why should I? This is as much my trial as yours.
You
cut it out.
Order, order.
He's my witness.
He's going to be mine, too.
Order in the court.
Quiet back there.
Yeah, how can we talk with that guy rapping that hammer?
But, Mr. McGee, that's the judge.
Well, he of all people should be still while the two sides are speaking to each other.
Yes. Please, Doctor, let me handle this. Your Honor, it isn't necessary for anyone to testify as to what transpired during the alleged transaction, for the simple reason that a recording exists of the actual words spoken by the principals in this case.
What?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Gamble had the forethought to switch on his dictograph machine at the time, and I wish to submit this wax cylinder containing the entire conversation as Exhibit A.
How do you
I protest. This is irreverent, immaterial, unconstitutional, and it's just a plain lousy trick, too, George.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Recess over. Now let's get on with the case. Mr. Walker, I'm going to admit this recording as evidence, subject, of course, to challenge by you after it is played.
Yes, Your Honor.
I object.
Quiet, please.
He means you, dearie.
We have a recording machine here, Your Honor, and with your permission, we will now play the actual conversation which led to this controversy. May we proceed?
No.
Hush, McGee. I'd like to hear this myself. You may proceed, young man.
Turn it on, Mr. Shane.
The second dog says to the first dog, if you're so darn twitchy and nervous and unhappy, why don't you go to a psychiatrist? And the first dog says, ah, oh, you know I'm not allowed on the couch.
Grocery boy! Hi, doctor. Hello there, Johnny.
Well, hello, old-timer. What brings you here?
$5 worth of groceries. Your girl, Miss Ogilvy, she's out.
Oh, she's at lunch. That means the cash box is locked and I need $5. McGee, give me $5, will you? Sure, Doc. Let me see. Here you are. Thank you. Any time at all, Dockie.
Oh, that's good, dearie. You sounded good. You ought to be on the radio.
Ah.
If Your Honor, please.
Yes, Doctor.
This is really a very simple case. There's no use wasting your valuable time. Just let me show you what happened. We'll reenact it for you.
Big tallow-tummy. What's he coming over here for?
I merely said, give me $5, will you, McGee? And then what happened? What did you do?
Well, I said, why, yes, Doc. Here you are, but...
Well, where is it? Hand it over like you did. Show the court.
Oh, sure. Just a second. Here it is.
And I said, thank you. And that's all there was to it.
Hey, where are you going with my $5? Hey, bring that back. He did it again. That's the way you got the first $5. I want my money back.
Well, you can sue me for it. Your Honor, I maintain that at neither time did I do any more than ask for the money, which was given to me cheerfully and without any expectation of return. Therefore, I request that you dismiss this suit on the basis that it has no basis in law. And furthermore...
Your Honor, don't listen to him. He's a crook.
Is that so, you little...
You can see for yourself, Judge. He done it again.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, I seem to have lost control of the proceedings.
Well, don't come to me looking for sympathy. I've lost control of $10.
Mr. McGee, if you'll sit down, we will consider the evidence we heard on this recording.
Oh, yes. I want to take a good look at that wax cylinder. Do you mind?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should.
Thanks. I keep wondering if this is an actual transcription or if Doc Gamble hired a couple actors to imitate us.
Watch him close, Arnie. He's up to something.
McGee, be careful. Don't play with that recording. It might drop.
Never fear, my dear. I'll be careful. Well, now, how in the world did that happen? I'm nothing but an old Butterfingers.
The plaintiff deliberately destroyed vital evidence against himself.
Are you impugning my client's carelessness?
I'm not impugning, I'm accusing.
Now, don't get excited. It was just an accident. I'd give anything if it hadn't happened. I wish we could glue the pieces back together again, but I guess that ain't possible, is it?
No, McGee, it ain't.
And even if we could, it couldn't be played so you could understand anything, could it?
No, McGee, it couldn't.
Well, I guess there goes your case, eh, Doc?
Not quite, McGee. If the court pleases, it's getting late. Suppose we recess until tomorrow evening when I can bring down the original of that recording.
The original? What you mean?
That was a duplicate recording you smashed, McGee. The original's safe in my office safe.
Ugh.
You don't think I'd ever let you get these clumsy, crooked fingers of yours on the real thing, do you?
Of all the deceitful, two-faced, unprincipled weasels who ever pulled a triple, double-crossing trick and all...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Be as bold, be as bright, as fanciful as you like. There's going to be color in fashions this spring. See them in the March Woman's Home Companion. 5 full pages of the most fashionable colors for spring help you highlight your Easter costume. You'll see how to create a dramatic appearance combining scarlet tanager in accessories with quiet tones of black or gray, or how to look smart in soft, subdued pastels. So step into spring in style. Don't miss this exciting fashion in the March issue of Woman's Home Companion. In the same issue, you'll find Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care Cookbook. This famous pediatrician, along with nutritionist Miriam Loewenberg, gives page after page of tempting recipes and menus that'll make babies sit up and eat what's good for him. Learn Dr. Benjamin Spock's 7 basic rules for planning children's meals. Read his article exclusively in the March issue of Woman's Home Companion. Get your companion today.
You know, this whole thing seemed pretty silly to me at the start, McGee.
Silly?
I mean, going to all this trouble just to collect $5. But now it seems much more worthwhile.
What do you mean?
Well, now that the doctor's done it to you again, it's $10 you're trying to collect. And frankly, I'm afraid you're stuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see about that, Mrs. McGee. I got a few little legal tricks up my sleeve for tomorrow.
Such as what?
No, I'll think of something. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. Frank was played by Billy Idelson, Arnie by Charlie Smith, and the judge by Jack Mather. Well, do you think McGee can think of something by tomorrow night? In any case, this is John Wall saying, for further news of the celebrated McGee-Gamble mock trial, be sure to tune in to this station tomorrow night. Good night.
This is the NBC Radio Network.